You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a famous Pablo Picasso quote. He said, "Good artists copy, great artists steal." There's a lot I find really interesting about that quote. Aside from like the notion that, a good artist learns from others and copies what they've done, but a great artist takes it and makes it their own and transforms it in some way. Like, that's an idea I can totally get behind. But what I find really interesting about that specific quote is Pablo Picasso didn't really say that. Or at least there's not a lot of evidence of it. But there's also some evidence Picasso might have stolen more than just that quote.
I feel like who Art Ed?
I'm trying to spice it.
Who Art Ed? Mr. Wood, Art Ed, me.
Yeah. Either way, it's ambiguous. It works on art. So many levels.
I know.
That's off to a great start.
Welcome to Who Arted, where we explore visual arts in an audio medium. I'm your host, Kyle Wood. For this week's Fun Fact Friday, we're going to be looking at Pablo Picasso and some of the shady aspects of his dealing. Now, getting back to that quote that I started with, Picasso is often said to have stated that good artists copy and great artists steal. The attribution on that is not really solid. He might have said something to that effect. He might have even said that. It's really hard to say for sure. But we do know there is strong documentation that in about 1920, T.S. Eliot wrote, "Immature poets imitate, mature poets steal." So there was an expression of essentially the same notion of creative appropriation coming from another artist, a writer at that time, probably before Picasso was said to have stated, "Good artists copy, great artists steal." And that's not the only example of Picasso possibly occupying this space of a little bit of plagiarism or ideas being attributed to Picasso that maybe originated with another artist. In early 1914, Diego Rivera, the famous Mexican mural artist, he went to Europe to study, and he quickly became friends with Pablo Picasso, and their friendship ended abruptly when Diego Rivera felt like Pablo Picasso was plagiarizing his work. At that time, Rivera was working in the Cubist style on a painting, Zapatista Landscape, and he was shocked and horrified later when he went to visit his friend Pablo in the studio, and he saw that Picasso was copying a lot of the same style and the same technique in his painting, Picasso's painting being The Man Seated in Shrubbery. Now, Picasso, to his credit, did later sort of paint out and paint over the offending details and, you know, got rid of the sort of Rivera-esque elements of that painting. But that accusation of plagiarism really did sort of abruptly end their friendship. And it divided not only Diego Rivera and Pablo Picasso, but it sort of reverberated through the art community as many people took sides. I'd say most people in Paris sort of took Pablo Picasso's side in that dispute. But a number of artists did express that they too kind of, they would hide their work when Pablo came to visit them in the studio because he had a little bit of a reputation for taking in what other people were doing, taking it and making it his. Diego Rivera had this great quote. He said, I'm sick of Pablo. If he pinches something from me, people will rave about Picasso, Picasso. As for me, they'll say I copy him. Picasso is one of those artists that I always hear about, and the discussion around him centers around love the art, hate the artist. There's a lot of criticism of his personal behavior outside of his professional practice. You know, he wasn't always the nicest guy, to put it gently, but also contemporary critics point out that a lot of what he was doing that seemed so innovative for the time was he was just taking and appreciating the ideas of African artists and other less known and less respected artists and presenting it in a way that other people would accept because it came from Picasso. Now, interestingly, Pablo Picasso has been accused of stealing more than just ideas. In 1911, when the Mona Lisa was stolen, Pablo Picasso was a prime suspect for a little while. Now, he did not steal the Mona Lisa from the Louvre, but he was also not entirely innocent. About a week after the Mona Lisa was stolen, on August 29th, a young man walked into the Paris Journal. The paper identified him simply as the thief. And he basically goes through this rambling tell-all where he talks about how for years he had been just lifting and selling, like stealing minor artworks from the Louvre. Back then, it really was not that hard. It's not like what we imagine in the movies. The guy who actually stole the Mona Lisa hid with it in a closet and then just walked out with it under his coat. So the thief is telling this story about how he had this hobby of stealing little works of art. And as proof, he did actually turn over a small statue that the curators at the Louvre confirmed was an Iberian piece from the museum's exhibit on pre-Christian artifacts. So people started to wonder, like, was he responsible for stealing the Mona Lisa? You know, he seemed like a small thief who like, could he really have pulled it off? And then, you know, while the Paris Journal refused to give up the name of their anonymous source, they did use a pseudonym in one of his published confessions, and it was pulled straight from the writings of a poet, Apollinaire. Now, that poet, Apollinaire, he was part of Pablo Picasso's social circle. You know, he was, you know, part of that modernist collective that was, you know, they were referred to as wild men of Paris. Now, the police believed that maybe this modernist circle of wild men of Paris could have been responsible for and sophisticated enough to pull off an art heist like the theft of the Mona Lisa. And so they started to investigate, and this starts to get Picasso and Apollinaire panicked because they're sitting there thinking if they get caught up in all of this, they are going to be deported back to their home countries. And I say they're panicked if they get caught because they did not steal the Mona Lisa, but they were in possession of some stolen art. Picasso had some Iberian statues hidden in the back of his cupboard in his Paris studio. And, you know, while he claimed like he had no idea where that came from, it was clearly stamped property of the Louvre. So Apollinaire and Picasso, in their panic, they actually packed up those statues into a suitcase. They took it down to the banks of the Seine River, and they were going to throw it away to dispose of the evidence, but they just couldn't bring themselves to do it. Later that day, Picasso turned it over to the Paris Journal. Eventually, Apollinaire is arrested. They went on trial for this, and while they tried to, you know, come in with some of that bravado and act all macho, you know, Picasso eventually just wept openly in court. He was hysterical. At one point, he even tried to say, like, he never even met Apollinaire. At a certain point, the judge overseeing this, just dealing with all the contradictory and nonsensical testimony, it sounds like he kind of just threw his hands up and said, like, this is embarrassing for everybody here. And he dismissed the case. He threw it out, dismissed the men, and, like, just gave them a stern lecture about being better in their behavior and not stealing from the Louvre. And that was about it. There you have it. Pablo Picasso, one of the most prolific and popular artists of the 20th century. Some would argue one of the greatest artists of the 20th century, but also one of the worst art thieves of the 20th century. This concludes this week's episode of Who Arted. If you found this tolerable, please like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. You can find images of the work being discussed this week and every week in the show notes, on Twitter at WoodArtEd, and on the website whoartedpodcast.com. Podcast done.